Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA.
And we're back, baby.
All right. We're in
summer,
what?
Mary.
I was going to say, we're in what, 2-3 weeks of summer? What's going on?
Now I feel like I'm really in summer. Sunday, I got to celebrate Pride and like not have to think about what I have to do tomorrow because it was a Monday, you know?
Can you walk me through? So our friend sent videos and Mary's basically telling people, like, you know, Michael every year makes Jello shots for every color of the rainbow. It's awesome. And every rainbow color is a different
flavor.
Can you tell us like what you mix it with? Because our friend sent it and I was like, I am very fascinated by what is in these Jello
shots. I feel like
shots.
I've talked about this before.
No, but okay. So red.
Michael always does a pride right. party and we were on his roof. So he makes, he made like over 200 shots, Jello shots, and he just hands them out to everyone, anyone that will take them.
Well, and then Mary's red, like an auctioneer though too. And she's like, here's a red one for you. Orange one for you. You get a yellow, green. Do I hear a blue? Anybody for a blue? Can I get you a purple?
Okay. So red is red Jello with a fireball.
Okay.
Orange is, I believe, orange and like a coconut rum. Or that might be yellow.
I think it was the vodka.
Yellow. Yellow is yellow Jello with vodka and triple sec. Green is tequila. purple is purple Jello and chambray, and blue, maybe it's like a type of pina colada. Is to be honest,
I don't know.
I had all the flavors.
Well, our friend said that vodka was orange Jello and triple sec.
Yeah, I said that, right?
Oh, okay.
Or maybe I said that for yellow.
Oh, vodka, orange.
And I just know red with Fireball is my favorite. I think that's the best tasting one. Great combo, guys. And because you know, like Jello shots, like in their vodka in every single one usually, and they're disgusting. These ones, you're going back for more. You want to taste the color of the rainbow.
You want to taste the rainbow, as Skittles once said, right?
Yeah. We had Skittles at the party.
Oh, of course you did. So you had a great time at Pride.
Great time at Pride. And then you know what I did all day Monday? I wasn't even hungover because, you know, I use morning recovery, morelabs.com/TJG. but I just sat and finished Below Deck Sailing. Oh my God. Between the new Giggly Squad, the new Tres Amigas are Colin and Gary and Marco. They're so lovely. I'm obsessed with Colin. I want to marry him. I love
a few
Marco.
Weeks ago, you didn't even know who Colin was.
I didn't even know his name. He's such a sweetheart. But Gary, he'd get you. Like, I could definitely see how I could make out with Gary one night. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So you put up an FMK. What was it that you were saying?
Well, that's what Daisy said it. She said, fuck Marcos, marry Colin, kill Gary. I think that's everyone.
Okay. Wow.
So yeah, I finished Below Deck.
So you started it from the beginning and finished it.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Impressive.
I mean, not just all day Monday. There was, within last week,
you've been dabbling.
I killed it in a week.
Yeah. Impressive.
Yesterday I did a big workout. Yesterday I did an arm workout. Then I went on a bike.
Are you a Peloton
girl? Then I think I got 17,000 steps yesterday. Like,
big day. That's great.
I had a lot of time on my hands. Today, I went back to the dentist, which is traumatizing for me. I have a really hard time going to the dentist. Always got to get the gas. But I'm supposed to get my new crown today, and they put it in, and they were like, it's not right.
The crown is heavy, darling. Leave it where it belongs.
They're like, you got to come back. I was like,
you're like, do you know, like, I cannot come back here.
I started crying during it. I started crying because I started freaking out, and like literally it was just water. Didn't even say anything. Just water down my eyes. I was like,
the LC tear.
Well, I started freaking out because I was like, that's not what I mentally prepared for. That is not what I mentally prepared for.
Oh, I'm sorry. So now you have to go
then
back.
Then they had to re-cement it because they had already taken the other one out, and I got a failing. It's okay.
Not a great day.
I survived it.
And then what's on the agenda for the rest of the week?
I'm going wine tasting tomorrow. Then I set out to go swimming at my parents. I'm playing pickleball Friday night.
You'll love it.
Saturday.
Have you played before?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Good. Saturday, going to Bodega Bay. Monday. Nevada 4th of July parade. If you see me there, wave.
Will you be on a float? Are they giving you a key to the city?
That's my dream. That's my dream. I think I could easily get on a float though.
Sounds great. Sounds like a great weekend.
You're busy.
I'm busy. Let's see.
You're going to Chicago. You're going to Vegas. You're just, and you know what? Because of all these things,
yeah,
you're a busy lady. We've got a new schedule coming out for next week.
Great idea. So next week I'm traveling for work stuff. So next week we'll be covering the Rugged Ex-Wives up until this week, right? The new episode comes out for Thursday. We'll be covering the first four episodes of that. The following week we'll get you on everything of all these housewives. The following week we'll be catching up on Southern Charm.
Yes, it's going to be fun.
And then the week after, which is like the 27th, we will be taking a week off. Mary will be on vacation. I will still be traveling. It's just, you know, a lot's happening. And as much as we want to give it content, we also want to give you good content.
So I think I'm actually very excited just to exclusively do one episode about Rugged 2 XYS Club.
I mean, we can't talk about how good it is. It's so good. That's it. I mean, dare I say, I thought that season one was amazing with the breaking of the fourth wall, but this is by far and away so much better. I'm going to say.
And we need this cast to say the same, but okay, we'll get there. We'll get there next week. Mm-hmm. Okay, big shakeup, huge.
Guys, I'm upset. Huge.
People are crying. They're sad. It's a travesty. It's like someone died.
This is a crisis.
Summer should be fun. No cuts fun.
Cuts in the cast, not fun.
Okay, so there's no Luke. He officially announced it. He even reached out to us. I reached out first.
Well, you know,
I reached out. Tomato.
I said, "Say it ain't so. I'm gonna go cry into my maple syrup." And he just wrote back, "Don't waste your maple syrup."
So I think he definitely will come on during Winter House on the pod.
I'm interested to see what happens in Winter House. If that's because it's like everyone's, you know, we're freaking out like no more Luke, but we still have a Winter House that was filmed.
Well, I kind of called it. I said, I don't think Luke did much. I think he's going to go.
But
we knew Alex
when you are that
go.
Hot, you don't need to do anything. The Andrea in the room.
I actually think the Andrea thing is more controversial.
I'm curious. So I could see a world where Andrea is basically like Winter House didn't work out because of Lexi.
Okay.
And I think that they kind of, there is a mutual understanding about that, but then it seems like something happened with Winter House, which if you're getting rid of Andrea, like that's what I don't understand. I'm like, I want to hope that it was his choice. And maybe he kind of was like, "Hey, I'm spending time in Italy over
the
summer."
It's never your choice. When has it ever, like, remember when Heather DeBrille like got fired the first time and
she's like, "Got to focus on my etched eggs in the stained glass."
Remember when everyone used to pretend they didn't get fired and Gravel would let them gracefully leave, quote unquote,
on their own paragraph on Instagram of like, it's just come to a point.
We believed it at the beginning. We believed. Yes, we did. Yeah, we did. And then we figured.
I feel like Dorinda was the one that I was like, I can't tell. I mean, she still thinks she's on pause.
We'll get there on another podcast.
We will get there next week. But Andrea is shocking to me. And then I was getting offended as people were DMing saying it's the March Madness curse.
It truly could be, people. It truly could be. But Carl is still alive. Mauricio's still alive. You know,
but we've lost Bo, we've lost Luke, and we've lost Andrea.
Okay. And then so I'm worried Danielle's not going to be in it. What's going? Do we know anything about that?
Okay, she's so, been so in the it feels Hamptons very much to me that it's like a couple's house now, right? Yeah. So you've got Carl and Lindsay, you've got Kyle and Amanda. Will Maya and Oliver, will Oliver join the cast?
Ciara really dating.
But Ciara has been demoted to a friend of, which people think maybe that's because of the glass room, but I'm like, maybe it's because she's not in a couple. You've got Paige and Craig.
But is Craig going to be on the show?
You think he is? Now here's the thing. I know Craig is like, he doesn't have a great showing. He does not bother me as much as Austin does. That I'm like, if we're making room for Austin to show up, absolutely not. I don't like the cross-pollination. That is what Winter House is for.
Wait. What? Okay. What if?
Okay.
What if Craig and Paige actually, Craig is on the show this summer and this would be the longest time they've ever spent together because Winter House is what, 18 days or something like that?
Max.
It's not long. Three weeks.
Is it even 3 weeks? I feel like last time was.
Yeah. So that would be probably the longest amount of time they've spent together because they do 4 days on, 4 days off.
Right. Because they weren't in and they weren't dating a Winter House. So
what if you watch it and this is like, then it's not like he's going to go to Charleston after the Hamptons. You know, he's going to be in New York the whole summer.
Mm.
That could be kind of interesting. Like 10 weeks together. Mm. Because I kind of do think they live a little bit in fantasy world, which that's okay. They can. That's live your life, live your dreams, live your truth. But it's not reality. You know what's not fun? Hanging out on a Tuesday night when you want to be alone and you have to make dinner. Okay. That's not fun sometimes.
It feels like it. Is this a personal experience?
Do you know what I mean? You know?
Yeah. Like you need to like turn, like I consider myself a social introvert, which is like I can socialize, I can talk to people, but if I don't get my alone time, like I snap.
I think a lot of people, I'm the same way. Like, you keep on trying to get me to go to Disneyland. And I'm like, I can't. I'm going to be gone for a week already. It's just going to be too much.
Sorry, I want to spend time with you. Okay, sue me. Summer House. I think I'm bummed about it because I feel like the cast really worked this past season. And it just seems like, I don't think that the flower girl that did Kyle and Amanda's wedding is going to make that big of a splash on Winterhouse that like she needs to come onto the cast. Like, I feel like there was a really good way of this cast being together. Even Alex, even people are saying, oh, great, get rid of Sierra. No, Sierra at least provided, granted, it didn't make herself look good, but I enjoyed this season. Like, I think that this cast could be good. And I think this is where we sunset the OGs into their own show after this.
I also think Bravo is really smart because guess what? Luke's still definitely coming for like Lindsay's birthday party. And same with Andrea. Like, we're not, these people are not just disappearing. They're definitely going to be on the show in some capacity. They're going to be friends of.
Like, remember that whole season that Danielle was a friend of, and then she came back as a cast member.
Luann did the same thing, people, you know, Marisol. Like, I don't think they're going to be far from our screens unless Luke is doing, you know, a lot of home renovations on the lake this summer.
But honestly,
I think he's like has a new movie coming out too.
I want Luke to succeed. I want Andrea to succeed. I'm not ready.
See, I'm not worried. A lot of times when I watch these shows, I can genuinely say, I think the only show that I was like, oh, I visibly miss this person was like Dorinda Roney. Most of the time when they're gone from my screens, I'm like, oh yeah, I like kind of forgot. There's so much time has passed.
This season of Atlanta premiered, I was like, I didn't miss Cynthia or Portia at all. And Portia was such a big star of the cast. Yeah. And I'm okay with that. I know. I just, you know, I don't know why we're so attached to the Summer House cast. And I feel like a lot of people are really attached to this cast. Like, I mean, the amount of comments we got from the post yesterday was people were just like, this is a travesty. This is not okay. And I think, do you know why? I think it's because a lot of us can relate to this cast in a way.
Well, maybe because it's our age demographic.
Well, that's what I'm saying. No, but I'm saying like, I think that there's a thing of like enjoying your summer. It's like same kind of like Vanderpump Rules a little bit when they were working at Sir. Like you could like, you when you were in your 20s, like you were struggling. Like there were a lot of more ways for us as the demographic, like where we watch Housewives and it's like, that's like what's to come in our life in a sense for us.
I understand what you're saying.
And I'm saddened by it. I will miss Luke. I will miss our ground turkey king. I will miss our maple syrup king and I will miss our Italian stallion.
I'm a positive that we'll get some maple syrup this summer on some great pancakes. Andrea will make
that a euphemism for something.
Italian dinner.
Dirty.
I don't know if there'll be any like ground beef involved or ground turkey, but
what about a bolognese?
Definitely a bolognese.
We could get ground turkey bolognese.
Yeah. They can work together.
Yeah.
Together that weekend.
A team.
I'm not super worried. I do want to make a public apology to Austin and Olivia, because apparently they are together. So
we know you're listening.
This was all Shep's fault. You know, I read the
what
DM
did I
last
say?
Week.
What did I say?
You know,
I said I don't know that that's true.
This is a public apology. So
wow.
They are together. I think she threw a 35th birthday.
How big are we to humble ourselves and apologize when we're wrong?
So Austin, that goes out to you. I know you're not worried about this whatsoever, and you're glad.
He's probably just worried about his skull, his skull slides,
right?
Little loafers, right. Guys. And if you haven't, we recapped the premiere. Southern, I was surprisingly enjoyed that premiere. Did you? Are you there?
It was wonderful.
Oh,
yeah.
You're just looking at me like.
I said it's absolutely wonderful.
So Mary and I, before we like get into everything, so I would love to hear everyone's opinions, because to me, I think Housewives feels like it's on its way out and we should really be focusing on these crossover shows like All Stars, Rehugget, Winter House. It feels like we need more of these, even like a below, like where is our MTV The Challenge at this point? Because all like the Vanderpump, like the Winter House people or the Below Deck, like crew, we should be getting them on these types of shows.
I definitely think people that work at Pump and the new Tom, whatever it's called, Sandy and Schwartzies. What's it called?
Schwartz and Sandy's.
Yeah, those would be perfect candidates and Below Deck people to do.
I just feel like there's like like, it's really hard to send people just on 2 weeks of vacation to figure out what to do. Throw them on an island and give them challenges. Let's vote people up. I want Survivor. I want the challenge. Like, MTV now is, because it's a Viacom company under which, you know, CBS has Survivor and Big Brother. They're now doing like this thing, like the challenge, where it's actually not even MTV, former Road Rules, Real World, and Are You the One. They're taking from the other shows and putting them out there too now. Like, Tyson from Survivor, who's like one of my favorite Survivor players, is going to be on the show. Tyson is 40.
Is that, what does that mean?
I'm just saying, like, a lot of these shows are like people like in their like 20s, 30s. Like, I'm saying, like, they're pulling from everywhere now. It's, I love, not, when it's, they, not age restricted in these,
I love,
shows.
When they have to do the puzzles. And also, it would be interesting to have it be like almost like Bravo trivia games as well.
I would,
like, love all that. Encompassing, you know,
like, it just would make so
who
much
would
sense.
Be the host? Like, it can't be Andy.
It can't be Andy. You're right.
Who would be the host?
All right, I'm going to throw it out there. I think the Crappens boys could do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think like maybe like a Danny Pellegrino. I mean, I'd obviously offer us too, but we know we're not getting that call.
Okay.
But I think that they're
thinking like,
or do you want like a Z-list celeb? Like, you want Nick Cannon to come in? Or like someone who's like a very big like Bravo celebrity.
Yeah, I'm just like, who's the next?
I mean, not Bravo.
Chris Harrison. You know,
no, I mean, someone who's a big fan. Yeah.
No. Yeah. Who's the next Chrissy?
Probably
Chrissy
like Teigen? Meryl Streep.
No.
Meryl she Streep. Canceled, right? Yeah. Meryl Streep's a Housewives fan. I think this could be a good career move for her.
I have to think about this.
Okay.
Come back. I would like to come back at the end of the podcast and say who is my final choice.
Okay. That's a lot of pressure.
I know.
You can come back next week too with your choice. Okay.
In other news this week, Erica Jane, she had these diamond earrings that apparently are like $750,000, and she lost a case and she had to give them back. Because she owes so much money to so many places.
It's expensive to be her.
Bye.
You know. It's hard. It's so funny because like, as it was happening while we were watching last season, like, I feel like everybody was so embroiled in this and like needed to know what was going on, blah, blah. And now we're kind of like, and
do Bravo people have amnesia? Me included.
Pretend amnesia for sure. Yes. But don't call me a liar.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you see the photo shoot, by the way, of Teresa and Louie?
The red dress.
She's literally wearing a red flag dress. Like, if this is not a sign that this is a red flag dress.
But the best part is actually the better picture that was posted was the one that was in the frame. Like, did you see that one? It's in a silver, like, probably like a Tiffany's frame. And like, they probably got it from someone. It says like Louis and Tree. And it's just like, you're like, this is in their home. This is sitting like by their bedside table.
How big is it? How big is the frame?
Small.
It's small.
Like a 5x7?
Yes.
A 4x6?
I would say 5x7.
Oh, not even maybe.
Wow.
I'll send it to you right now.
Oh, please do.
Please do.
Laughing so hard. It gets me. She's the one that posted it. And it was like, it's from Least in Fortune 67. Teresa and Louie.
Sorry, say that one more time. It's what? Oh.
Do you see it? It just makes me laugh.
Makes and it's giggle. Like the funny thing is though, is that she is attached to a harness, because if you look at his hands, they're not holding her up. Those hands are not holding her up. There's no way.
It's just all airbrushed.
No, like I think she's like in a harness being pulled up.
No,
like I feel like if you zoomed out, there's a crane holding her up. Am I wrong?
This isn't like in a Greece or something when they were.
Yeah,
in
this
Greece?
Is when they got engaged, right? I mean, she doesn't have any toes. They very much look like the Barbie toes.
Wow.
Make sure you post this again tomorrow so that people can really see
get the
what
picture
this looks
frame.
Like.
Get the
Yeah.
There was no Dubai this week. There's no Atlanta on Sunday because of 4th of July. And we hope you have a great 4th.
Mm-hmm. I'll be wearing black.
Oh, yeah. Well, and also thanks for all the support. I got great support. I went down to City Hall with my sign and protested on Friday, and it felt really good. And I just appreciate all the people that wrote nice messages back. Got some mean ones too, but
we appreciated those ones as well. Cause what did we do? We fought back.
It was
nice to fight back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we'll say.
Yeah. You want to take a quick little break and then we'll come back with that, Lana?
Yes.
Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, now on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards, and not everybody has what it takes. You can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m. getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Alo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code TJG, alomoves.com, code TJG.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
Okay. Probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have 5 different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock runs. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials, and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on Me Undies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. Me Undies, their comfort from the outside in. You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period, when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS.
And we are back with Hotlanta, and I'm bored.
Okay. I just have to say it like poor. Okay. Again, poor Drew, the editors hate her. The women think like everyone just thinks she's a big joke.
Well, and, I mean, the women were like, I drove by this 3 days ago and Drew went to FedEx.
Okay. But no joke, before they said that, when they showed the sign, I was like, why do I feel like they put this up today? And then they all said that they showed that like today, 3 days ago. And I was like, oh no. And then I'm like, and what's this company called? Because we're calling it Drop It With Drew. Half the shirt said Drop It With Drew and Ralph.
Did it say Drop It With Drew and Ralph?
Yes. A lot of the shirts said it, but then the one that Jackie was wearing only said Drop It With Drew. I'm like, who's dropping it? Is it Ralph or is it Drew or is it all of us dropping the ball?
Or is it the 21-day program? Because it's been around for 5 years.
We don't have a handle on the Atlanta market.
So they're like, oh, so you also just Drew like went about it so wrong. Just when in doubt, be honest. You know, these girls are going to catch you in a lie. So you should have said, this woman, Jackie, came to me. She has this weight loss program. I am basically the face of it, you know, and be honest also and just say, yeah, I got the mommy makeover and I want to keep it. And I have to work out to keep my body. So well, if that's you're like- why I'm doing the program, to stay in shape.
Okay. Well, I was crying though, because when they're showing them workout moves and Sheree said, well, watching Drew work out is why she still looks like a can of biscuits,
a busted bag of biscuits. And like Sanya is clearly like rock and bod athlete Olympian. And she's like, that's just no beginner's class. Like, who's so running this shit?
Sheree, if you don't put those spring, summer, September joggers out where your ass looked fabulous, what are you doing? Because holy shit,
I died. Okay, so she shows up. She's like, I got the She by Sheree mat, the water bottle, and these are the pants.
All prototypes. These are the prototypes.
Because Kenya is like leaving with the
trying to mat. Take a yoga mat.
And Sheree's like, no. I need that. We only have one prototype. Like, I'll make sure to get you another one someday. But like, this is it. This is all I got. This is the prototype.
This is fall, winter. We need spring, summer.
And then I also really did not like them having the weight on camera. I was like, I like how Teddy, I'll give Teddy Mellencamp. Everyone says she does that starvation camp, but whatever. I do want to say,
go all in, Mary.
I'm tempted. There's $246 off. You said
your sister has done it before.
Done it multiple times. Mm-hmm. But I like how Teddy never reveals her weight, because I think weight is so like it's
subjective and everybody carries it differently, right? Like, completely. I gotta be honest, like when they were like wearing themselves, I'm like, oh. It wasn't like bad or good. I just like, oh, that's actually surprising.
Like, it, oh, I it just doesn't matter. Your, we don't even, so we don't know how tall you are. We don't know like how much muscle you have. Totally. I just did not. I think that was really inappropriate of Bravo to actually post all their weights.
Well, I mean, they've been dogging Drew this whole time. Like, remember when she was like, yeah, I lost 21 pounds and they're like 5. Remember, like, in like one of the first episodes, like, well, yeah, even, I feel like they're trying to embarrass the women, like, who are the basically stars of the show.
Well, but they're all basically around the same weight
and they all look fabulous.
I just didn't like that. I agree. Just thought it was really weird.
I agree. I felt like they wanted us to like do something with that. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
All I'm doing is not liking that you're doing it.
Yeah.
You know, we don't need to, like, because let's be honest, none of these women are joining the 21 day program. So there's not an after weight either.
Candy couldn't get out of there any faster. They had Atlanta PD calling them.
They were like, hey, could you call us in 10 minutes and pretend that somebody is trying? Well, okay. That whole thing was like very strange too. The guy was like, I'm supposed to be singing for Beyonce. Candy told me to come over here because I'm T.I.'s son. I'm like, what's happening? And then the police just said, go away.
Well, I also feel like they live in a gated community house, but also they live in a gated community. So it was kind of creepy that he was able to like get into the community.
Bypass that first
one. And then, and clearly he's probably just like someone a little bit sick and.
Right. But
it was sad.
I mean, I would assume it'd be very scary though, if that happened and then like your kids are at home and.
Completely. It's broad daylight. Yeah. Like, what was his plan?
He was just once he got there,
just sing.
Yeah.
You know, it's sad. It makes me sad. But she got out of there as quick as she could.
Candy feels like very done with this cast. Like,
Go to the sauna because, you know, basically Marlo and Sheree are like, well, let's not work out. Let's go in the sauna and let's invite Candy. And I'm just going to have a heart to heart with Candy because, you know, I'm really upset. She didn't check on me with Tyrone. We go way back. Let's be friends. And Candy was like, I'm not getting in a fucking sauna with you bitches.
She's like, I have somewhere to be. They're like, we all do. And she's like, yeah, so I'm still going to sit out here. Just gave me Laura Lee and Jax flashbacks.
Yes.
Remember when they went to the sauna and he's like, hey, Laura Lee, is this what it's like when you talk to your dad in prison?
Oh my God.
And she's like, I broke up with her right after, right? No, that was after
the NA meeting.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, oh, so that was a lot. Also, I can't do this anymore.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, season one of Vanderpump Rules. Just flash in a pan.
It rules.
It truly rules. Rules. 10 out of 10, 5 out of 5, 5 stars.
So then I felt like Candy kind of spinned this whole thing. Candy was like, well, you guys don't check on me. Like, I am doing everything. I'm so frustrated. I'm so frustrated. She starts crying.
Also, her yelling this while she's like in the shower room of the sauna really like, I agree with Candy though.
I said this
the other week too. I was like, Candy like was waiting for Sheree to say something about Tyrone because maybe she didn't want it to feel like everybody's gossiping behind her back kind of thing. And then I'm like, I agree. Like, why does Candy need to be checking on you, Sheree, if you're not sharing the information with her? It's a two-way street in that sense. And they don't call Candy. Marlo just is trying. Marlo, I know we love her, but also she's getting on my nerves because I'm like, you're trying to start a fight with everyone and I don't like it.
I'm team Sheree Marlo on this situation because I don't think Candy really wants to film the show right now. And I think she's not there for the women.
Candy doesn't need the show like the other women do.
Yep. Completely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fly above.
Do you think Sheree and Marlo will be back next season?
Again, guys, let's retire them. Yes, though. I think they will be back.
Okay. Okay.
I will be interested to see if Phaedra or Eva comes back next season. I'm curious.
That's
podcast. I know, but I don't. No. I know. I don't know if we know if what was Candy's show called featuring the old lady gang? Candy Rules, but it's not that.
Mm-hmm.
Candy and the Gang. Candy and the Gang. Did that get a season two? Like, I'm waiting because Candy has had so many spinoffs that never have a second season. Like, we have like the Candy Factory. We have like all these different shows from her. But I'm like, if Candy and the Gang gets a second season, which I feel like it's going to, I think, does she go like the LVP way where she kind of leaves Atlantic? She doesn't necessarily need it. And then she becomes more of a bigger part on that show?
I think she like takes pride in her title of longest running housewife of all time.
Okay.
And so I think she keeps doing it because of that. But it's like, girl, it's okay. You can walk away.
So also, a bit of that, she's the longest running housewife that's currently a housewife. Vicky is technically the longest running housewife of 14 seasons.
Oh, okay.
Don't quote me on that, but I thought I saw that on Watch What Happens Live one time that it showed like it was like Vicky, Kyle, and Candy right in the at the top.
Isn't this like
Googleable? So, probably.
That's like when people are like, what do I watch that on? Google it.
Sometimes it says it on the picture when we post it too.
Okay.
You know?
What season of Atlanta is this? I want to say season...
I want to say 12.
I wanted to say 12 too.
Okay. Are we going to say that then?
I'll
tell you. One second. Okay.
You do the Googling.
Okay. You keep talking.
Okay. Then we have this whole Sanya
and 14!
14 seasons?
Whoa!
Yeah.
Which would make sense why she's been in third... Because she came in season two.
So I think Beverly Hills must be season 12.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So then she definitely beats Kyle.
Well, Kyle's been there since the original. So yeah, but she's, yeah, cause she's on 13 season. I think Vicky is at 14, but obviously not active. Candy's at 13, still in it. And then Kyle must be at 12. So does that sound right to you?
Candy, do it one more season to beat him.
Come on, Candy. Stay with us, Candy, just for the record.
Oh, and also, yeah. Speaking of new shows, or speaking of the Umanskis, they have a new show on Netflix that will be premiering in the fall, taking on Selling Sunset, giving them some competition, I guess.
The thing is, though, the agency actually sells houses.
I actually think it's going to be way more about the real estate and the interiors and kind of architecture side. I think it will be less drama.
Yeah.
Almost fair. Like $1 million listing.
Fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I didn't watch Selling Sunset because I love $1 million listing. I'm actually like invested in the architecture and the real estate. I'm on redfit.com all day dreaming of my house. Okay. I want to be Selling in Mill Valley.
Yeah. Selling Tiburon. Sunset is like clearly it's the drama plus nice houses.
Yeah. But you know, it's fake.
Right.
So it's weird. Right. Like I think Josh Flagg actually sells houses like Britney Spears. You know, Okay. Getting back to this. So Sanya, you know, she doesn't know how to cook. She didn't know you had to put it on both sides of the fish, the seasoning. Deuce is screaming for his food and she gets all sexy in this yellow dress for her husband. And
her body is like fantastic. Like she put that dress on. I was like,
she's an athlete. She's an Olympian.
Oh, she is?
Yeah. She wears it around the house. Actually, that's all she wears.
I was going to say that's foreplay for them. He puts on a Super Bowl ring and she puts on a medal.
That sounds fucking hot.
It's so hot. They are hot as a couple.
So
only fan, Sanya.
So which Denise Richards,
I knew you're going to say that too.
She joined this week. Mm-hmm. And also side note, Ashley from Below Deck did not come to the reunion, and she said her OnlyFans like went through the roof because of Bravo. But anyways, and you guys, OnlyFans is also, because I was like, what? The Ashley girl posted something on Instagram that said OF, and I was like, what is OF? Like, took me a day to figure out it was OnlyFans.
Oh, because you know you can't say that on these platforms.
Oh, you can't? Like on Instagram? You can just call Instagram, it Instagram,
TikTok, all of them. You can't. You get flagged if you say OnlyFans.
Oh, the new knowledge every
the
day.
The more you know. Okay. Maybe you were thinking it was like of Michael, like Handmaid's Tale. Like that's actually what I was going to call you originally today was of Michael.
I was genuinely confused. I was like, what is OF? What
you
is
didn't Michael? Ask me for help.
No, I didn't. Who I just helped you. Sometimes I... Yeah. Look through things quickly.
Okay. So back to Sanya and Ross's dinner.
I'm also like, why do you guys live in Atlanta? It doesn't even seem to make sense. Your business is in Austin. Seems like you could easily move back there.
Mommy Nation is online.
just doesn't seem to make sense. I feel like if you moved back to Austin, you could have this second baby. But I also feel like she doesn't want to have the second baby. And maybe this is a common problem. Who else on Real Housewives have had this problem? I know there's more people out there.
Yeah, definitely.
I've seen this storyline before. So I hope he doesn't resent her for it, but I'm glad she's taking control of her body.
Well, if you just listen to Drew, no, you have to make the man happy. Like, you can still live a life, but just if that's what your man wants, you need to, it's like when I want to give like, oh, okay, Drew, like, God, they're dogging her. So I'm going to root for her. And then she says things and I'm like, Drew, again, I just don't think Drew's smart.
Well, we know that.
It's sad.
I know. It's bad.
Really sad. And then when Sonia was also asking Ralph for marriage advice, I was like, why?
Last person
like,
to ask.
I was like, are you asking him because you want to do the exact opposite? And like you talk to both him and Drew and you're like, okay, thank you for the tips. I will not do any of that.
Yeah, that must have been it. That had to have been it. It had to be.
It was like, what is like, she's like, you know, I want to like be friends with them again. I thought Ralph would be a really great, I'm like, in what way? You watched the previous season. So right. Like, maybe you didn't see the dinner on the Taylor's roof, but like you saw last season when he was in Tampa. Yeah. And you thought he was the one to ask for advice.
No. I think they should move to Austin. I don't think they had to have a second baby, but I think they should just move to Austin. It doesn't make sense to be in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so then the previews for next week is Marlo saying that she kicks the boys out of the house because apparently after this phone call with their mother, they have just been horrible and she's trying to teach them like a work ethic. I appreciate her making them work in the store. She's like, you guys, I like worked at McDonald's. I wasn't working at a car wash. I worked at Wet Seal, like
Wet Seal. What a flashback when she said that.
I remember that place. Oh. You know, so I really appreciated her trying to show them, you know, like, of course I want to protect you and take care of you. And, you know, I'm going to be a good Monty, but, you know, like, don't take advantage of me. And also, you know, have some grit, like pull yourself up. Like, I know you're having a hard time, but like, come on, I'm giving you all the resources right now to help you. Like, don't take advantage of me.
I also feel I mean, I just feel like so sad for these boys though, because, you know, then she's talking about like their older sister and like hoping that she can talk some sense. And like, to me, I'm like, I feel like these boys are too young for that. And then when she says she kicks them out next week, I'm like, this is why I can't root for Marlo.
No, but maybe they were really bad. I mean, I'm sure it was just for like a couple hours. Maybe she made him go sleep
where,
at another house.
Where do they go?
At their friend's house.
Like, oh, my
aunt. I'm about tough out. Love.
I mean, gosh. I just, you, I don't like
get
this.
Out of my house. You can go sleep at your friend's for the night because you will not disrespect me in my home.
I don't,
we no, don't know what
I
they did.
I don't like, no, it feels like she feels bad about doing it. I'm not okay with that. I don't think like, I don't think I need to be threatened. I'm sorry. I'll say this. The way that these kids, there's lives have like life has been like these like traumatic events that they experience is like to even if it's like, I'm kicking you out. That's not okay. And you would think that she preaches this stuff about being a foster kid and all of this and how much she just wanted like new clothes and just to have like her own space. And then you kick them out. Like, that makes me so sad for these boys. I'm sorry.
They Marlo, went to their friend's house for the night, but
I hope so. I hope so. I didn't like hearing that for the like, preview of next week. I was like, you're lucky you're taking off this next weekend because I'm going to forget that this has happened because I'm a 10 second Tom and then I'll get fired up the following Sunday. Is that wrong? Am I wrong?
Well, now I'm getting worried. I hope she didn't really kick them out. Now I'm worried. I think that they just went to their friend's house for one night.
I hope so. But when you say kicked out, like, I mean, like, maybe like I told him to leave and go stay at a friend's house.
Oh, I guess we'll find out. TBC, guys.
TBC. Wait, also we met Moneta this week.
Mm-hmm.
Moneta has two kids with Neo. Right. That's how Candy knows her.
Right.
Remember
right.
when I saw Neo on Raya?
No.
Yeah, I did.
Did you get a match?
No, I didn't. We did not. But he was like married at the time. Now he's getting a divorce. It's very awkward.
Oh.
I guess I should be keeping people's privacy, but I can't. It's just with no, you, me, and online, a few of our friends right here.
Not if you're on an online platform.
Right.
Also, Kenya, give up the vibrating panties. Like, You didn't even wear them. Why does this affect you? You chose not to wear them.
I'm Team Kenya on this. This is wild. I'm Team Kenya.
But she keeps bringing it up.
But Candy brought it up.
She didn't wear them.
But it's the principle of why she didn't wear them. Candy was like, oh, Munyata, did you use those on your honeymoon? She's like, you know, I did. And I feel like Kenya is literally so like, she's like PTSD from all the Apollo and Phaedra stuff that she's like, I'll never do it again. And so she's like, Candy, you're playing into that. I do appreciate though that the both of them can get in an argument and they move right on. And now Kenya can smell Candy's pussy just by sniffing a candle. I want to learn how to make candles. I want to go to a candle place.
They did the like all the steps. They're like, step one, pick out the scent. Step two, mix the wax. Step three, it gets hard.
No, it was like step three is like get in a fight with each other or something. Like there was like a random step thrown in there. But no, I'm like, I didn't see them even put wax in there.
I didn't really either. It seemed to come out pretty quickly.
What is your favorite candle scent?
Oh, I can't. No, I don't know.
Oh,
what's yours?
You don't have like a specific, like I always will go for a grapefruit scent.
Oh, see, delicious. I feel like a very like common teacher gift. Okay. I feel like I always have candles. There's all different scents. I don't have like a good
candle.
Scent.
Love a good candle. Like something citric acid one. You know, I like that. A grapefruit.
I'll do a vanilla. Luke smells delicious.
Luke's candle.
Christmas, actually, I will say, you know, October, I like the pumpkin ones. December.
The Sewing Down South pine tree one.
That was amazing.
A great one. That was a great Christmas one. Thank you, Craigie. Yeah.
So I guess I like a holiday scent.
Okay, fair. You like a woodsy? Are you into the woods?
For Christmas time, sure.
Okay.
Like Craigie's, yeah.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, Luke's is like a very like masculine, like
his perfume, like actually
smells. Guys, you need to support him now.
I know he needs your help now.
He needs your help. So please go to arco.com or whatever the website is.
Right. I think that's what it is.
I think his
mom literally ships it.
Yeah. It's lukesmaplesyrup.com, I think too.
But the perfume, it legit, like it stays all day. It's pretty strong, to be honest. Mm-hmm.
Just great.
One little sprit, guys. Okay. So do you think this gym is real? Is it still in business?
False. They rented it for 3 hours. They didn't. It did not even last. Is that those posters were put up with scotch tape?
Yeah.
Probably painter's tape because they were like worried about taking the enamel off, like what was underneath it. And as soon as that was over, they were gone.
Where did the guy come from? The lady that lost 100 pounds. Where did she come from?
Not Atlanta. It was not the Atlanta market. Is one of the previous they markets in the 5 years. Yeah, okay. They flew out. She's like, yeah, we're going to congratulate them. And I feel like I'm like, what was this? I was just like, Drew, what is this event? We're excited about people. Like we're celebrating, but then we're also weighing people. And then we're doing a workout. Like what is this? And then I'm like, what are the smoothies everyone's drinking? Cause they look like Chick-fil-A cups.
The whole thing. She's like, this is the food prototype. I'm like,
You went to Jamba Juice. You went to the dollar store and you bought those Tupperwares. I love them. I get them from the dollar store. They're great Tupperwares, by the way.
Oh, okay.
And then you put a one penne pasta
right
in that. And he said, this is the prototype.
Oh my God, it's so good.
You've got like a chicken nugget from McDonald's and took the skin, the fried part off it and put it in and said, here's a chicken.
You can get chicken pasta. Chicken. Yeah, you're probably right.
I mean,
you're probably right.
Went dollar menu of McDonald's.
Okay. So then Kenya, she comes in late and she was the one like asking all the questions and
Kenya's
finally got all the answers.
Workout outfit. I was like, my boobs are not staying in that, but I love the look.
Is Kenya's ass fake?
Yeah.
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 BBL.
Wait, Khloe have you Kardashian, not watched the season with Phaedra?
Right. No, I have.
Yeah.
And Khloe Kardashian just took hers out.
Khloe Kardashian, you guys, again, we sorry. Can't beat him. Join him. Chloe looks
flawless.
Amazing.
It was just her birthday.
It was just her birthday. She's in that pink latex. Guys, by the way, I meant to tell you, Mary, I tried to join the Good Squad and I bought a pair of Good Americans.
Oh, okay.
I bought my regular size. I got them today. I tried them on. I got to go two sizes down.
Makes you feel real good about yourself.
I mean, literally, I was like, but I got the 90s baggy jeans.
Oh, okay.
Because I wanted, you know, you can wear, it's like a high waisted and then you can wear like a little crop top with it.
Okay.
You know, so everything hides under the jeans.
Sure.
Because okay. It hits you right where, you know, the fupa is. Okay. And I like put them on and I was like, oh, I'm so sad that these don't fit. But hey,
oh, I got to go look
so
for
excited. I'll send you, a photo
of the good squad.
I literally thought I was going to be a part of it tonight. And then I was so disappointed when they didn't fit.
Okay. So are you going to go to Nordstrom's?
I will.
For the sale?
It's for the sale. I feel like that's not going to be. I will buy it and then I'll go price. I'll price adjust if need be. I'm going to order.
No, but them. Like you're not going to go into the store for the Nordstrom sale.
No. I'm an online shopper.
That's right.
I'm an online shopper.
You're going to go to Chicago. The Nordstrom's in Chicago is the best. They have a bar on the second level. Just beers and drinks and wine. You have to go in the Gold Coast. It's my favorite.
Done. I've got time.
And you know what happens? Like you don't have your card. So this, I went a few years ago in the one in Chicago and like we.
I like that you're telling us a secret right now. Like the voice is lower.
My friend Emily and I, we laugh about this now. This is probably maybe 5 years ago at this point, but we both didn't have our Nordstrom's cards on us. So they printed us out our Nordstrom's card on a receipt.
Yeah.
So
then we do that all the time.
Just going around the whole day.
Like you thought you had Monopoly money.
They'd be like, oh, get the next beer on this. Like we were just like, oh, whatever. Like, you
hit your Nordstrom card limit.
Free. This is free. Like use the ticket.
Now you could just do it in a text. Oh. They'll give you your QR code on a text.
Well, now I think they just say, just find your number somehow, like with your phone number.
Yeah. You text it and then the QR code comes back.
It was way more fun.
I had that receipt too. Believe me. I had a return to Nordstrom's the other day and I said, oh, wow. When she brought up that total of what I was returning, I was like, I'm embarrassed.
That's what happens to them. Well, that's what happens to them all the time now because everyone shops online.
Why not?
Yeah.
And then you have a Nordstrom card too. 2 days. 2 days shipping. It is basically an Amazon Prime on Nordstrom.
Yeah. Okay. Getting back.
We've really lost the plot here.
Getting back to Kenya. So, okay. Then Kenya and Marlo start going at it.
Marlo, what is your problem with everyone?
How did the fight even start? It was about candy, right?
I don't even know what we were fighting about. All of a sudden it was like, Kenya's like, I don't play dirty, but Kenya's hand is in Marlo's face. Marlo is holding her hands behind her back because she's like, you're not going to get me. And I'm like, what is happening?
But Marlo had some good one-liners. Marlo's like asking Kenya, oh, can you tell me how to be a friend? Can you tell me how to be a friend? They're just like, can you tell me about your booty? Can you tell me about your beauty? And then she's like, oh, and tell me about your lips. And can you tell me how to keep a man? Because you settled on someone like Mark. And did you not tell Mark? Like, you didn't tell him.
Bitch, I'm perfect. It was like, but this is like, but I don't even know why this all happened. Like, it all just like, so I'm like, why are we so mad? I'm sorry. Again, I'm team Kenya on this.
I'm not. Ew. And then Kenya goes like too low. She's like, she calls her an ugly bitch. She tells she's going to get fucked up. She's going to like, I just,
okay, that was okay, fine. But I'm also just like, I don't even understand why we're starting this. Like I liked at one point too, because Marlo walked by Candy and ignored her. And Candy was like, oh, finally talks to her. She's like, oh, we're talking now. And then I liked what Candy said, where she said, we're not going to ruin Drew's event. We'll talk about this later. And I'm like, yeah, like it's the same thing. They always do this. Like when Marlo had her event the other year, 2 years ago, I think, and Kenya came in with Kenya Moore hair care. She brought like a marching band. Like, stop. Let's not ruin people's events. Like, do this. Be like Beverly Hills. Just keep having dinners and every dinner you ruin. Okay.
Right.
Stop. Like, drop it with Drew. Do you know how much that really cost them? A lot. That
renting the space in the FedEx. The FedEx bill was the most expensive. I think the FedEx bill was more expensive.
That and the Chick-fil-A drinks.
Yeah, that's true.
And that maybe the dollar store Tupperwares.
Oh, God,
anything else?
That was Atlanta.
Okay, let's take a quick break. Come back with Beverly Hills.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom. And it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And we're back with Beverly Hills.
I really like the way you deliver, and we're back.
And we're back.
And we're back.
And we're back with Beverly Hills, guys.
You guys, Diana's a loser. Diana's a big old loser. Loser. Loser.
I think the problem is, okay, I'm going to say it. Well, I already said it. I don't think she's going to come to the reunion. I don't think she wants to be there. And I just like, what is her purpose for being on the show?
Like, you're what, like, did she agree to? Why did she want to do it? And then what did she think was going to happen once she got on the show?
Right. It was like for notoriety, you know, you're carrying around a $4 million purse that you
first
just
off
leave on a cocktail table.
She says it's $4 million. In a scene prior, they say it was $250,000.
But they're talking about all Birkins. Like the Birkins can go from.
No. They flashed on Diana's purse when she was talking to Kyle and talking about the diamond that was on it. When they showed Garcelle's cake, they showed that they could go
to 2 million.
But no, they flashed Diana's purse costing 250,000.
I think because of the diamonds.
But also, then she says 4 million is what I'm saying.
I'm like serious. I think unless. Okay. I honestly believe that if she was carrying around a $4 million purse, like she would have security with her unless they were just like on the
outskirts. Yeah. Cause she's a lying liar who lies. Freaking loser.
I don't doubt that it's $4 million based on the diamonds. Maybe I'm naive.
I also don't. Diana, she just like grossed me. She's like, yeah, when like there were fires and basically everybody's house was burning down, I was putting Birkins into my trunk. That's so funny. I'm like, no. Sad that people lost their homes. I'm glad your Birkins are safe. And also, don't come for Sutton. I don't like you. I don't think you're a good villain. I find you very obnoxious. Also, and when Sutton was like, okay,
I wonder what her security is like. I'm serious.
This is you have thing that I type at.
Of stuff in your home. You have to have security.
I'm sure. Oh, I'm sure she has big scare. I'm sure she had gated community, gated area, cameras everywhere. I feel like she has so much staff. I'm sure she has tons. But when Sutton at one point, I know we'll get there, but Sutton says to her, like, I've got your number. Like meaning like I've got you figured out. And Diana goes, yeah, I gave it to you the first day I met you. Like her phone number. Like Diana just like doesn't get the like idioms and like the sayings, you know? It's just like, yeah, I gave it to you. And like, fuck you, Diana. I just hate you so much. I hate you. Okay, let's start at the beginning because we finally get to meet Cherie. So I apologize. We've been saying her name wrong because it's spelled the same way as Sheree, but Cherie.
Okay, this bothered me.
Okay. That
they just are like, Cherie's claim to fame is being Will Smith's ex-wife. Like, fuck you.
Wait, who? Like, her?
No, oh, everyone Bravo. Else, like that is not fair. Like her claim to fame is that she was married to Will Smith for 3 years. Like that is not her claim
like
to
20
fame.
Plus years ago. I'm sure she's honestly, done something since then because from even since then, Garcelle's dated him
94 to 97 or something like that. Not that I looked it up today. Then she's married to this football player for 8 years. But she's an entrepreneur. She's an artist. She's known to be a good cook. I'm like, don't lead with that. That could be a
fun also. We met her in 2019, and she told us that. Okay, like we don't need to be reminded because we all knew who she was before.
Unless she's claiming it herself,
could be.
Yeah.
But anyway. But here's the thing. I want Cherie to come back full time next season. Like, can we? She hasn't really done too much, but I know I want her back. I get Allie Landry on this cast, you guys.
I like
built
that one.
Around Garcelle. Okay, Allie Landry, the Doritos girl, married to AC Slater for basically one day because he cheated on her at his bachelor party, and he's a diggity dog dickhead.
Yeah,
AC but give me Allie Landry.
Yeah, I could get down with Allie Landry. I think she's friends with the Kardashians as well.
She seems to be friends with Crystal,
right?
You know,
which also is Crystal like secretly doing her food vlogs. Like, I feel like she's like, I gotta do this before Rob gets home.
She's got like a Finsta.
I don't know.
Like a secret TikTok. Like,
I mean, she puts them all on her Instagram, but I was like, does Rob not have Instagram? Maybe I feel like she was like, we gotta do this before Dad gets home. I don't know. That was the vibe I got.
I don't know. We met her brother Jeff this week. Jeff is a pop.
We've met him before.
But like, has he really talked? He hasn't been there for
in
a
his
year.
Blow dryer. I don't know. He must stick in the blow dryer.
I feel like, have we really? Maybe met him, or she just like, talked about him. Maybe he was in the beginning.
I definitely
of her first
knew about him.
Yeah, yeah. Because we knew he was a pop star, but I feel like we've heard more from him today.
Yeah, the Duke of Norfolk
didn't put an accent on it.
And I went Irish. The Duke of Norfolk.
Norfolk? Like Norfolk? He's like, Norfolk is how it's pronounced. I love Rob.
I don't get that vibe.
Well, this is what I wrote to you. I love Rob? Like, I'm not, I ended with a question mark. I wasn't sure. And you said, no, Courtney.
He's like a goober.
But like
the
like,
white
I don't have
jacket.
Taste.
Also, though, bothered me like PK was in jeans. That wasn't appropriate for that event.
Kyle's outfit was not appropriate for that event.
Okay, we'll get there. We'll get, wait, you guys, I was cracking up. So like Mary had finished watching the episode and I text her, I go, basically like Kyle's outfit was a choice. And Mary, and then I was like, okay. And I just started the scene. Like I just got into the party scene. So like, I did not know anything else coming after. Mary wrote to me.
She picked out the outfit to do the splits. She literally stretched before the party. Yoga the whole week prior.
I was like, oh my God, she admits that to us? Like, what the hell? She's like, no, but that's what I imagined.
I do. I feel like she's like, all right, tonight's the night. I'm going to do the party trick. I'm going to wear this leotard. I'm like a full-on gymnast. I'll be able to easily do the splits. Maybe if I'm drunk enough, I can even do this, my second party trick, put my legs behind my head.
What about the helicopter with the hair? You know, she loves to pull that ponytail. She loves to fling it around.
The third party trick would be the one behind her.
Honestly, I want to be like, prove it. I think you're in your confessional wearing pants. Prove it.
She will.
You're so right. This year for Halloween, she's dressing as a pretzel.
Everyone came over
to Kyle Richards' house and she's sitting on a bench on her front door with her legs wrapped around her head and just in a brown bodysuit with little white specks of to be the salt. Right.
Let's be pretzels for Halloween.
And Mauricio dresses as mustard. Portia dresses as nacho cheese.
Yes. Like, what a cute family. Let's be pretzels for Halloween.
I can't put my leg. I'm a pretzel stick because I cannot put them behind my head.
Oh, God. Okay. So what else? You know, Rena, the only spotlight we get of Rena is of her ass FaceTiming in the bath, wanting to show off her hot bod, which, you know what? If you have it that body hot in your 50s, good for you. I'd be showing it off. I
love her
new
confessional. Her confessional looks this season are killing it. I love the new one with the bun.
There's a lot of new confessional looks. So we have Dorit in kind of like a gold tan Chanel confessional. We have Erica Jane wearing like rhinestones on her boobies. With a side braid, like a la Elsa almost.
But do you think it was pretty mess extensions?
You think? Well, let's talk about that. That photo.
Nobody cares. She's like, my grandma.
No, honestly, we don't care about your back life. We want more of the drama from Tom and stuff. Stop trying to humanize yourself.
Mikey is still around is just mind boggling. Like
Mikey
he's still
is there
on
to
the
prod
payroll.
Questions to make her look better. I would love to know his salary, seriously, and how she's paying it.
Like, what do you think? 80,000?
No, more. Way more.
Do you think he's hourly? Do you think he clocks in? He has a time card?
No, he's definitely on salary if she was smart.
yeah.
But I mean, he's definitely doing 12 hour days with her. And probably such odd days. Like, that's what's always amazing to me. If you were like a personal assistant, like you're living someone
else's
life.
He's not even a personal assistant. He's like a choreographer for the Pussycat Dolls. How mighty a fall.
But he really is just her assistant.
He's literally there to try to make her look good.
What I feel like his title is like Power of the Pussy.
Oh,
is that
no? What is his title?
Yeah.
I don't think he has a title. Mikey Erica's bitch.
No, he does have a title. He has like a good title, like chief officer,
chief pussy officer.
Yeah.
Like, CPO.
Yeah. Something like that.
I came in like CPO.
Oh yeah. I'm the chief pussy officer.
Dork.
Yeah. But the whole grandma thing was like, wait, what?
Don't care.
Like, hi, grandma. I love you. I'm never coming back. I used to be so embarrassed of my grandma, but damn, she was a good seamstress.
Like what?
Move along.
Why are we talking about this?
Like,
no. Remember we talked about the other week, like how we like, I think her grandma raised her and it's like, fine, but
came full
what?
Circle.
We don't care about you, Erica. Yeah.
We don't care. And you know what? I'm not going to buy those extensions.
No, they're really expensive too. I also don't like when people do their businesses here. Okay. Here's something I have, even though again, I'll be a hypocrite because lover boy. But when you like come on, and you do a full infomercial. I don't like that when she's like, oh my God, look, it's like you can't even tell that they're in my head.
But she really believes that.
She does. But
and
I'm
you
like,
you can tell.
Yeah. Yeah. We can tell. Yeah.
We could tell because the scene before you didn't have long hair. So we could tell you have extensions in.
Okay. Then Sutton comes over to Dorit's and we get to see Dorit's mom, Rachel. And honestly,
I want everyone to go back to when Dorit is taking the cookies out of the oven.
They're not cooked.
The oven hot.
They're not cooked. I could tell. Like her mom goes over and was like, these have not been cooked at all. My Toll House,
like
your personal favorite.
I love it. Do you remember? Like, okay, remember in Clueless when she's like,
exactly. She put the stick of Toll House down.
Honey, you baked.
Yeah. That was exactly what happened. I felt the same feelings as you.
I felt like she didn't even turn the oven on. Because if you look at one point, she's like touching the pan with her regular hand, even though she has the oven mitt in the other hand. I'm like, what's happening here? Like, why is this the detail I'm paying attention to?
I know. But even like, I you know, I actually appreciate her talking about her mom and how her mom's like this really strong woman and her grandmother had like a heart attack on the plane. Like, I love this shit. And,
but you didn't love.
Well, then we get this flashback of the brother.
And Mary's notes to a T. Can I please read them?
Yeah.
David, the brother came to, he was crying. Dorit's cry sounds fake.
Dorit, it's like Tamara when she cries because they cannot move their face.
There's no and tears. So,
like
they can't even close their eyes to connect it. It's just like a
like I feel so bad for Dorit. I think this is like the most horrible thing that could have ever happened. But when she cries, it just seems like it's fake every single time. But I know it's real.
Babalu.
It really does seem fake. And it's hard to get past that for me.
Yeah. Well. Sorry about that.
And then we learned this week that Sutton, you know, she got balanced because she's getting the pellets of.
Who else has gotten this? When she told him, like, why do I already know about this from somebody else in the Bravosphere?
No, our friend does it. That's why.
Oh, that's where
our real friend does it. I actually
not even in the Bravosphere.
I know two people that have done this, and Emily, I think from Real Housewives of Orange County, is currently doing this.
Wait, that is embarrassing. That is, yeah, definitely someone from the Bravosphere because I don't know what my real life is.
I want to do this. I want to do this. What? I want to try. I want to get see if I'm level. I don't think I'm level. I'm just permanently tired.
Okay,
even in the summer.
Okay.
I just take naps.
Naps are great.
Not and doing you anything. Do
you know, I
and I'm like, I watched a Today Show healthy. Today.
And what they else said do you want me to do? They said you should be getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night. Are you getting that?
I think I'm worse though when I get to the 9.
Well, just like saying, you're saying like I you think should be I need sleeping
7.
They said you should be sleeping 7 to 9 hours. And if you don't, you should be take a nap.
I love naps. Like love a nap. 20-minute nap. Like I'm like Dorinda, like 4 o'clock.
But on the couch, right? Not in your bed.
Either way.
No, can't nap in your bed.
I won't sleep for 2 hours in the afternoon.
No, beds are not for napping. Beds are for full sleep.
Okay.
Okay.
Makes sense. Just,
when you fall asleep on the couch, you won't go for a long time and that's all you need.
Okay.
You know,
that seems very fair.
Yeah.
And then Sutton comes back to this. She's like, well, I just felt like I was in the cafeteria, you know, like, but instead of the food, I was holding a Chanel tote.
Sutton is such a weirdo and I love her so much.
And she's like, and then Lisa got to sit there and I just think I was getting punished and I'll just get my own plane the next time.
I love it. As what I just like love because like Sutton is like, I feel like Sutton sometimes seems like oblivious to me where she's kind of like, no, like, okay, I'm going to misinterpret, but Garcelle is always there in her ear like, no, that was on purpose. No, this like Garcelle is in Sutton's ear being like, do not take that kind. No, that is not. They are coming after you.
Yeah. But she takes the bait.
Well, and then it's like, I love to because it's like, it's clearly like Garcelle and Sutton versus Diana. Cause like, can we read this Diana? Can you read the text that Diana sent to the group?
I don't normally send group texts, but my doctors put me on bed rest for bleeding for the last 8 weeks because I just had 4 major surgeries. You're
adding words into this.
I couldn't rewind.
Oh, I was like, no, you have it right here.
Yeah, well, I'm embellishing.
Oh, I was like,
this is pretty much. Well, yeah. I don't do this normally in a group text, but my doctors put me on bed rest for bleeding for 8 weeks. I had 4 major surgeries to save my uterus and I shouldn't have gone to Mexico and I drank and did too much and I can't come to Garcelle's party. Garcelle spelled wrong, but you might think this is rude, but here it is.
Yeah. She basically told that Garcelle, she said, like, I can't come to the party, but Garcelle might find this rude.
Great.
Like, she's basically calling Garcelle out. How do you think she spelled Garcelle? G-A-R-S-E-L? L?
Yeah. Like, I would love to know, actually.
Like, I think we need Garcelle. Like, Garcelle, post the text. Oh, also, by the way, last week we talked about Rinna and the Denise Richards text, and Rinna posted the receipt.
You were correct.
And I said they cut that off.
Yeah.
And listen, not to defend Rinna, but just, you know, we're going to get it. She's going to bring it for us.
Well, and shocker, guys, Denise didn't show.
Fuck her. I'm always setting murders. Fuck her. I fucking told you so, Garcelle.
Wait, what happened with that? Was it like past 2 a.m. and they weren't serving anymore? Where she goes to the waiter and was like, come on, like, break the rules. Like, I need another spicy mark.
Did she get cut off?
I was honestly confused.
I feel like she got cut off.
Interesting. Or like maybe they had stopped the bar.
Maybe first
past 2 a.m.
I like to believe, I believe that no, they did not stay out till past 2 a.m. Although by that time, everyone was lit, as Erica would say.
Oh my God. They were real lit.
Okay. But let's talk about
the fashion. Let's talk about the fashion. Okay. So Erica's like getting excited. She's like, is Jamie Foxx going to be there?
Wait, also, no, I felt like that was a dig. Cause she's like, I wonder if Jamie Foxx would be there since they're such good friends.
Oh, I think she was like, maybe Jamie Foxx will be there and I can hook up with him.
Oh, well, cause she's trying to hook up with Oliver.
I know. And also, like, her sons couldn't have been sweeter. Like, I feel like they
Garcelle
were so
makes
proud
me want to be a boy
mom. Yeah, I'm so proud of Oliver.
I love that he came to the show to surprise her. Her two boy, like younger boys, like the cousin was there. I was like, I love seeing Garcelle having this supportive family. And like, I was like, I think I could be a boy mom.
It was very sweet.
Yeah.
Also, like, you know, Sutton and Kyle talk to each other while they're getting ready.
Kyle's getting her color done, even though she's sponsored by Madison Reed on her Instagram, where she definitely does it herself.
Right. Totally. Mm-hmm. How come we've never seen like Sutton's house finalized? She never really actually has people over. Like, we only went to her house when she lived at Kyle's.
She just moved in. Maybe she doesn't have her furniture because remember she couldn't fly the guy in from France.
I am very curious about the final product of her house and I want to be taken in.
Okay. I think it's just not ready this season.
Okay.
She'll be back. She
would love to know more about her ex-husband. I think he really did a number on her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn it. I was like, you've closed all your rings. I just apparently podcasting is traditional strength training, guys. I've done it for 53 minutes and burned 259 calories.
You look great and you haven't even broken a sweat. I'm impressed.
How can it even track that?
Well, because you hit it. You hit the button to start
it. It's like my heart rate didn't go up.
Yeah, but certain ones count every single minute.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah. But you look great.
Well, that's
proud of you.
That's sorry. Sorry to all my friends.
That's okay.
That was fake.
Okay, go back to the fashion.
Okay. So we have, Allie and Crystal come together with Rob. Rob's wearing a white coat that I just really couldn't get past.
It was like too Gatsby-esque for you, but then he put on like those, like the glasses that like Rinna loves, you know, like a colored lens.
He honestly just looks like a dork to me. And he's with like two younger girls, you know, and the Crystal, this is a miss for me this week. It was like black with gold stars, like glittery.
I thought it was cute. I don't love when the boots look with it. I think a strappy heel would have been better.
I just
as
like
I sit here in my freaking two sizes, too big jeans and like an ugly ass old Navy tank top right now.
I know.
With like makeup all over my face, just like black circles under my eyes.
It's cool. Nobody.
I'm a big fan of a strapless.
Okay. And then
Garcelle's outfit was all white.
Loved it.
Sleeves.
Loved it.
Slayed. Loved it. I love when she was like, I love when they were at her house and she was like, is my tailor here? And they're like, I don't know. They're like, you guys, like literally like a burglar could come in. You wouldn't have any idea because the tailor was there.
But then like Dorit will take that out of context and be offended. Oh. That's all I could think
You're
about.
So right. She's like, this whole season, I was traumatized.
Yeah.
And for you to make a bold statement like that, I didn't know there was a robber in my house. You know, speaking of Dorit, she was in a full vintage
I loved it though. Vintage one piece bodysuit, the cat suit.
Yeah, I don't like these bodysuits. The Kardashians are doing them.
We don't. No, know
I thought
how they
I
like
liked it.
On,
I thought Dorit looks good. I like Dorit. Erica was in knee high leopard boots and a leopard dress.
A la Shania Twain.
Yeah, let's go, girls.
Yeah. And then she's like, Allie, last time I saw you was TJ Maxx.
She's like, hey, guys, remember those photographs that were in the Daily Mail of me at TJ Maxx? It's because I'm poor. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm poor. Not VIP. Let's see. Kyle.
Kyle's wearing.
Came in her pajamas, as Sutton said.
Right. Leotard.
She basically came in a negligee and yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was odd. It was odd.
The thing is, she looked fantastic. Not the the thing, you know, Kyle though is like one of those people until she got like wasted. It's like, we'll like cover up though. Like right. she'll never walk with confidence in that sort of outfit. And then Sutton had kind of like this toga-esque negligee, which like, it was like a dark blue and a light blue silk.
I liked low. It. I feel like Sutton's stepping out of her like fashion. This
She's
season,
showing us a lot. Yeah.
In a good way. I enjoy it. And yeah,
are we missing anyone? Right? Oh, and no. Then Diana brought her boyfriend, the guy mystery from that peacocking show, you know, where guys are like, hey, do you know what show I'm talking about?
No. Oh.
It's like this guy, his name was like Mystery, and he was like, how to like land a girlfriend. It was on VH1, and I cannot remember the show, but he looked like that dum-dum.
Okay. His name's Asher. It's her fiance.
Yeah. Or son, whatever. Yeah,
okay. And then she like walks and she's like, it's dead indeed.
She came in like, with a long ponytail. She had like a sleeve. She's wearing like black pants and like a sleeveless fur.
Yeah. A fur vest. And they were like both wearing the same thing though.
Yeah.
It was odd.
Dorks.
And then she's like, that's not a real Birkin. You don't have a real Birkin.
Yeah.
Mm. And then like all the people from The Real were there. Adrian, Rob Kardashian's ex, Lonnie Love, Sherry Shepherd. There was a Shaw's of Sunset.
Gigi?
No.
Aja? I missed it. Yeah. Oh, Asa?
Asa. Yeah. She was in the background. But
I missed that.
Yeah.
So then Diana brought Garcelle a Room 23 book, and Garcelle was like so gracious about it. And Diana's like, it's sold out everywhere. I had to give her one of mine. Like, shut up, Diana. I hope Garcelle throws that in the trash. Like Erica threw Garcelle's book in the trash
with the telephone.
Yeah. Or she brings it to the reunion and says here gives it back.
But I also think that was Lisa Rinna that really threw it in the trash, but Erica Jane posted it.
That would make sense.
I think we're going to find that out at the reunion.
Oh, okay.
Only Lisa Rinna would have that kind of phone still at her house.
She would have God, you're so set
up. Honestly.
You're right. Because Erica lives in a tiny house, so she has no need for a phone like that. Remember, it's very
tiny.
Those
intercom systems don't work anymore. But in the 90s, they were cool. When Harry Hamlin bought that house, it was hot.
It came with the house.
Yeah. And I honestly, I'm still stuck on the kitchen. You know, he doesn't want to renovate it. But I'm like,
renovate it.
No, but honestly, like you can keep the style and the look and the traditions of it.
Just upgrade.
Yeah.
Just upgrade.
Give it a facelift. Like yeah. You have, Lisa.
Yeah.
He has a facelift. They all have facelifts.
Why don't they call Luke? He needs a job.
Yeah.
Call Luke. He'll renovate it.
That'd be amazing. Or get Jeff Lewis.
Whatever.
It's not really his aesthetic, but.
Oh my God, could you imagine Jeff going into Lisa Rinna's house? I feel like he'd be like, oh, I have so much to change.
Yeah.
So much. He's like, actually, are the rats still in here?
Jeff Lewis and Sutton really getting along.
Yeah. Sutton and Shannon Bedore would really get along. Like, I would like to see them on a girls' trip.
Okay. Yeah.
Ultimately. Yeah. On that girls' trip together.
Ultimately. Totally. Okay. So then Sutton like asks Diana, she's like, are you good? Are you good?
Okay, Sutton's monologue about Jesus coming and saving and healing her. I was like, this is why Sutton, you are a weirdo, but I love you.
It's very true. Mm-hmm. And then Kyle's like, is Kathy coming to Garcelle? I'm like, how do you not know if your sister's coming? Like, what's
Pasadena?
I kind of loved that though.
When she was like, yeah, when my mom would want to pass something, she'd yell Pasadena. She's like, do you know what that means? And she's like, no, she's like, she wants to pass on it. I like, oh, I didn't know if it had more meaning than what you already told us the meaning was. It's like, Kyle, what edible did you eat before you arrived at this party? What did Mo give you?
I'm okay with it. I think it's hilarious.
No, I like Pasadena. I'm saying just Kyle is already like fucked up at that point.
So Sutton's wasted, Kyle's wasted, Erica's wasted.
What was in those drinks?
Right. Okay. Then, I want to, not her name's not
okay.
Cherie, you know, she comes in.
She's wearing leggings and a tunic, a one shoulder tunic. And I love it.
No,
I don't love it. But remember also, if you remember from the preview too, at one point they're having a party and she shows up in like workout gear. And she's like, I thought you said casual. And Garcelle's like, casual does not mean that in this group.
Right. That's
so true. She'll learn.
Mm-hmm. So she's like, I've made peace with my vagina. And they're like, what are you talking about? She's like, well, I was told not to touch it. And Erica's like, I was told that other people weren't supposed to touch it. And then
PK once looked at my vagina.
I thought like secondhand embarrassment for Dorit for this, because Erica like is bringing up like, well, her husband stared at my pussy all night long.
And then he walks by like the man of the hour.
Oh my God. And then, stop. But then I was also like worried, because I was like, wait, like, are you going to talk about Pussygate or you're calling him a pussy, and how is he going to react? I was honestly very nervous, and PK took the joke. He's like,
I am out of here.
Right. Like
meet me in the soul train line, Dorit.
Oh God.
Okay. So I don't like Kyle, this little instigator, going up to Diana and basically be like saying, you know, like, oh yeah, you told Sutton she couldn't sit in that seat. And I'm like, Kyle, you were on Sutton's side when you were getting your hair colored on camera a couple of minutes ago. Yeah. Like, yeah. She's like she's pushing this. Like, and then Diana be like, I do nukes, not jobs. I'm like, so you think your passive aggressive text was a nuke? Like, no.
She has just decided ever since Sutton told her
she's a Carlton.
Ever since she told her that she's a vegetarian that eats meats, which is
just also, bacon.
In Diana's phone, Sutton says bacon eating vegetarian.
Like Sutton is so rich that she doesn't need to, but she lives rent free in Diana's head.
I don't. I just feel like Diana has like I'm
Carlton.
Just take down yes. this. Woman. Yeah.
Remember when Carlton came on literally hating Kyle for no reason because she dreamt it?
Right.
She dreamt
practicing
that.
Wicca.
Yeah. And so it's like Sutton's like, oh, I'm coming on to like mess, or Diana says, I'm coming here to mess with Sutton and Garcelle.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's no rhyme or reason to it. And then she's like, yeah, I'm direct. That's what she stored my phone. She's like, I could be destructive. And Mo and Kyle are just so fucked up. They're like, yeah. And then you kill. Also, I'm glad that Mo was able to check his schedule and was available for the next night.
Right.
Okay, so then we get this soul train line. We get you just text me. You go, you got to watch Carl's dancing.
It's out of control, fabulous. Like, go girl.
She's Lisa Rinna on that boat. Remember when they were in the boat?
Yes, and
Lisa, she's wearing that pink. She's wearing that blue outfit with the legs wide open, mentioning it all.
Yeah,
good for her. That was Kyle here.
Loved it. Okay, so then Sutton takes Diana. I was like, I just want to check on you because, you know, you said you're on bed rest. So this is like kind of confusing. And Diana's like, oh, I have to clear this up. Let me clear this up. 12 weeks ago, I lost my baby. And Sutton brings it back to herself. And she's like, I can understand. I've had two miscarriages. She's like, don't be phony. Don't be phony.
Well, like, she touches her leg.
Well,
like to show she's caring. No, if she does it twice. Yeah. The second time Diana says something, but this time and that's when she says, like, don't be phony. Like, bring it on. Like, but
like Diana's scared. She's like, do you want me to headbutt you?
She said it last week too, but she said butt head this week.
Okay.
But I'm like, why does she keep wanting to headbutt? Has that worked in the past?
She
she mentions it last week. Like, she better watch out because I'm going to headbutt her. And then she mentions it again this week. And I'm like, what?
Who does that?
She's just calling Sutton. You're the fakest person I know, and you're boring. You're really, really
boring.
Like, Sutton's like actually like she carried last season with Violetgate, and she's like part of it. It's still going into this season that it's about Sutton. So I don't see Sutton's boring.
And then
so also, actually, you're boring, Diana.
Diana, the other thing that she's holding on to is like, she's like, I like told you about this deepest, darkest, like part of my past about my brother. And I brought that up on the boat. And then you just made it about yourself. Like you are fake, 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 fake.
And then Sutton, in the confessional.
She's not fake. No fake boobs, no fake lips, nothing fake about her.
And then like Sutton's line, she just keeps on saying, that's not very nice.
Yeah. That's like her go-to.
That's not so kind. That's not nice. That is not. So should start selling. That's not nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Her and Dorinda should do something. If I made it nice, and that's not nice. You know, put it together. So then, like the other girls are like, oh, they're really going at it. So Kyle and Garcelle are like, well, I guess we better go check it out.
Kyle's freaking bombed, and then she's like so also good. Nervous. She's also to say something.
She's sitting on that couch before, they, like when they walk off. She's like, I feel uncomfortable.
Like swaying.
Yeah. Like, oh gosh. But then it's like, hey, Diana, we get it. Sutton ate bacon.
Right.
Move on. Let the mouse go.
And then Sutton's like, the bed rest did you good.
And then she's like Garcelle, you know, Garcelle's like, you're being shitty. And like Sutton touches her. She's like, don't touch me. Like, what? And then she looks over at Garcelle and says to her, Garcelle, are you her bodyguard and her mouthpiece? And Garcelle is basically like middle fingers in the air, like, fuck you. This is my party. You're not going to talk to me like that.
No.
And she, wait, on Watch What Happens Live, Garcelle calls her uneducated.
Ooh.
Because so Andy asks, so what do you think about Diana saying the black content creator comment on Instagram that she said? And she's just said, she's uneducated.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she also doesn't like Crystal.
Yeah, I knew they were fighting right now.
She's mad at Crystal because she's like, I'm mad at Crystal for implying that there was a bigger comment than the pool comment that Sutton made.
I'd agree.
I love Crystal. And then,
but yeah, Sutton's like, you know what? I think we're done here. You're just an asshole. You're a fucking asshole. 8765309.
She's like, 8765309. Like, what though? Like, why? And then she's like, go back to your texting, your passive aggressive. Dana's like, I want passive aggressive. I'm aggressive. It's like, okay.
Like, but Diana, then, like, you're a loser. Diana was starting to bother me. She starts like laughing in her face. Like, she's like, you have no empathy. She's like, ha ha ha.
But like, then it's like Kyle's silent this whole time. Then Sutton says, like, you're a soulless person. And Kyle whacks Sutton. He's like, you can't say that. I'm like, so Diana can say all this shit to Sutton and you're quiet. But Sutton says that she's soulless and that's where you draw the line, wasted Kyle.
Yeah.
Isn't there a splits you have to go do on the dance floor? Don't you got to put your legs? Isn't it pretzel time?
Diana, though, was making me cringe. Like,
she's so annoying.
I wanted to headbutt her.
Yeah, you need a new villain? Well, here I am. I'm like, you are not a villain. You're just freaking annoying.
But she was getting under my skin. Like, Sutton was actually, I'm so proud of her for not crying.
Her eyes were watering a bit.
They were watering a bit. I know, you know, she's going to get up from this and be like, Joshua, we're leaving.
Joshua, that was not nice. Get in the car. That was not nice. I don't like her.
I always feel bad for Sutton, though. I mean, why is she, you know, she was against Erica last season. Clearly, she's against Diana.
She's the weak one. It is. This group is, you're either on the Fox Force 5 or you're trying to get in or you're on the other side, right? Garcelle doesn't give a shit about the Fox Force 5, so they can't get to her anymore. Sutton is the easiest target.
But, like, Diana's not in that.
But she is. By the way. Remember how I said, I think Diana and Crystal go way back.
Okay.
Did you catch on to that conversation with Rob and Crystal and Jeff tonight?
No.
He says about Diana.
Have you met Diana yet?
No, but they're talking about how was like Diana, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, you know, Diana. And I'm like, see, they're friends. They're friends.
Okay.
I mean, also Crystal told us that they're friends, but they're friends. It's just, you know, and I think here's the thing. Diana, you can go. I don't like you. I hope you don't show up at the reunion because honestly, you're boring.
It's like, if you don't want to be there, then don't be there. You already have a $4 million purse. You don't need to show for the money. What did you have a
trunk full of Birkins.
Right.
You know,
I just don't get it.
Yeah. Get out of here. You're wasting a spot for Allie Landry. Okay. Get out. Allie in, Diana out.
Agreed. And on that note,
guys, have a great week.
Have a happy 4th. We love you so much, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.